Welcome to the Bathroom Break Podcast, where two dumbasses talk, especially today because Adam's gone. He's playing Minecraft and looking at llamas in Minecraft. I am Justin, dumbass number one.
I'm dumbass number two, and Adam's not here, but yeah, dumbass number three is he did send us a screenshot of a llama on top of a Minecraft house the other day. That was interesting.
Yeah, apparently it's fun. I mean, I used to have a lot of fun in Minecraft, but yeah, I guess looking at llamas on top of buildings is fun.
Yeah, more fun than recording with your boys. I don't get it, you know?
Yeah, I don't get it either, man. I don't get it. Yeah.
Well, he's not here to talk about some fun stuff. I'm hoping fun stuff that we're going to chat about. What is it that you're bringing to the table today, Justin?
All right, let's try this one. As we were talking earlier, and we were like, oh, we don't know how this is going to go. So I look forward to that. Look forward to this episode. You bought some gym equipment recently, right?
I did, yes.
Yeah, it's freaking crazy out there.
I bought mine in mid-March, and they said it'll still be another 3 to 5 weeks.
Wow. From now?
Yeah.
From April?
Or from whatever. Now.
Yeah.
From now.
From like almost
end of April. Crazy.
That is crazy. Yeah, so I was getting emails. I was trying to buy a better bench, whatever. But I was like on the email thing, like when stock would come back in. And then for like 4 or 5 different manufacturers, I get an email yesterday. It's like, we're going to have the stock in. It's going to be in at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I get on the computer around just a little bit before 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I go to the site and everything, and it's like still closed. And then right at 6, I go, and like the server's down. So I keep going, and I keep trying to get in. And I got the bench in my cart, and then the server goes down again. And then I go in my cart, and I'm trying to pay for it. So I put in my PayPal and everything, and then server goes down. But I'm like one step closer because my PayPal's saved in there. And then and then I do it again, and then it's like you have to sign up with them. So you have to make a username and password. I already made a username and password, but on the checkout screen, there's no way to log in. It's just create a new one. So I used a different email, and I was creating a new one. I'm like, I'm not going to, you know, lose this bench for that reason. Anyway, so I do that, and then it goes down again. And then I go again, and this time it has the PayPal, and it has everything in it. And it didn't save the passwords or anything. So I hit checkout, and then it goes, whoop. It's like, you have to put in passwords. I'm like, dang it. You know, my fault this time, not server's fault or anything. So if I lose it, I know exactly where I lost this bench, and it's my fault, my stupid mistake. I would be thinking about it for months now, because months from now, you're not going to get a bench or anything. Anyway, so I go and do it all, and finally, 30 minutes later, purchase this bench. And then I look like 5-10 minutes later, and everything's sold out. I sent you the link of the manufacturer later.
You did. Yeah. You did. But how good does that feel to know that you got it, and a couple minutes later, it sold out?
Right. It does feel good. It's also scary because it's like, I was really close. What if I did try to do my previous login? That might have taken me over that 5-minute hump or whatever.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's a smart play. See, it's all about strategy. This is strategery right Super here.
Strategy. And I was trying to do my phone. My phone wasn't connecting better, even though it's the newest iPhone. So I used my laptop, and my laptop was getting some of the server. But my phone never got the server the whole time. Never got any of the server. So this begs this question or whatever. And we've witnessed people doing it. Have you ever done anything like that before? Like before pandemic? The only thing that comes to my mind is like San Diego Comic-Con. Remember we're going to go to a spring training game, and that one dude was like on the computer refreshing, trying to get San Diego Comic-Con tickets.
So I have had one experience like that, and it's going to sound girly, but let me go ahead and explain. I was actually trying to buy Adele tickets for Jessica for my wife. She was coming to like play in LA, and I live in San Diego, so we were just going to drive up and see her concert. This is right after the album 25 came out, and Jess was obsessed. And like, I'll go see you. That sounds fun, you know?
Adele's the shit, man.
Check out Adele. Yeah.
Like, not just to back up your wife, but I listen to her when I work out. She's the shit.
We listen to weird music when we work out. Do you notice that? Like, we listen to Adele and Sarah Bareilles.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. But so I go on, and it's like, hey, tickets come available at, like, you know, noon or something like that, Pacific time. So I get on at 11:55. I remember this because I was working at a gym, right, a boxing gym. I think I just finished, like, my mitts. I was sweating my brains out, but I got my phone out. I had the tablet there. I had my school laptop, and I had a laptop there, and they were all on the internet. And I'm just there clicking refresh every second, basically, just going through, pressing enter or F5 on every single device I had. And they had sold out. Like, as soon as it opened, they were sold out.
Jeez.
I don't even know why they opened.
How did that happen?
There was nothing I could do. I have no idea. I don't know. I don't buy concert tickets either. So I have no idea how it works. All I know is as soon as it opened up, it said sold out.
Huh.
It didn't even give you the option for anything. It just said sold out. And I was like, but I was here. You know, I was very confused.
Yeah. And that's what happened to me before on a different manufacturer website, just to throw some empathy your way. And they said that they're in stock, and I went to the website and it was like out of stock. I'm like, what the heck happened? Like, I went right when you sent me the email. Like, what happened? And then I checked like 15 minutes later and same thing. I'm like, what is this? Like, this is BS. You know, I'm like, who got on and bought them all? Like,
Yeah.
So maybe it's like the people that have Bitcoin computers, they can just log in faster or something. I don't know.
It's those damn like geeks who build their own computers.
But it is something that I've vowed that I never wanted to do. I never wanted to do that kind of thing. Be on the computer at a certain time and refreshing. I had to give the baby to my wife. I'm like, 5 minutes. I got to get this bench. It's 5 minutes. Countdown. I felt pathetic. But now I can say I'm the same as Coachella and San Diego Comic-Con people. I did the same thing.
Yeah, you're basically on the same. Yeah. You care as much about your bench press as those hipsters care about some band nobody's ever heard of.
Dude, it's a badass bench, though, but it's true.
I'm very glad about that, because I'll tell you this. So you and I, we were on a draft watch party on Zoom last night.
Yeah.
And Christian McCaffrey came on, I think, right before the Panthers pick, and I think you had probably signed out at that point real quick, and then you were coming back in a little bit. But Christian McCaffrey popped up on the screen, and I said, hey, Jess, that's that McCaffrey guy I always talk about Justin with, the guy who – you know, Justin does more bench press reps than that guy. And she looks up at the screen and goes, I thought he'd be a huge black dude. And I'm like, Jess, give the man his credit.
Yeah. There's no way I'm doing more bench presses than a huge black dude.
I'm like, let's calm it down, babe.
In the NFL or not, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
Yeah. No, a huge black dude's doing more bench press reps than me, regardless.
Yeah, she's just like, And I was like, are you serious? Because I can't do the McCaffrey. So what is she saying about me if she's just, you know, the McCaffrey? I'm like, oh, I can one rep it.
Oh, man, that's hilarious, though. Yeah. So.
But you know what? So real quick, sorry. If speaking about concert tickets and buying things online, you want to hear the dumbest thing I've ever done?
Absolutely.
This is 5 years ago when I had first started dating my wife. Taylor Swift was coming to Petco Park where the Padres play. And I was like, I wonder how they do concerts at Petco Park. I have no idea how it works. I wonder how they do it. And I was going to buy my wife a couple tickets. I was thinking about it. I know how expensive they were. So I looked it up on a website. I can't remember which one it was. And I was like, oh, okay. So that's where the seats are. That's crazy. I wonder if they have a picture of the view from those seats. And all I did was click on the seats. I just went, click. And it said, congratulations. You have purchased 6 tickets for, I think it was like $1,600. And I was like, what? And I look, and it was a site I had used multiple times. So I was already logged in.
Yeah.
And apparently one click buy was on. And I had just bought 6 Taylor Swift tickets at Petco Park.
Wow.
For $1,600. On accident.
What did you do?
I sold them immediately. I was like, no, sell. And my wife, I mistakenly sold all six. And Jess is like, so you couldn't just sell four and take us? And I was like, calm it down, woman. Like, I just wanted to get rid of the tickets.
Yeah. You ever sit next to someone that sold their tickets to you on like a on one of those websites?
I have not, but that sounds like a fun conversation to have with that person.
It's a super awkward experience. I went with my wife, and the guys next to us were like, oh, so you were the guys that bought it from us from SeatGeek or whatever. It's like, we could have went all game without you disclosing this. It would have been fine, you know?
That's like what we were just talking about. Like, you can't say hi to somebody in Vegas because it's like they're there for a reason. To get away, you know?
Yeah, and the dude was like, we have the hard tickets. Do you guys want them? It's like, no, I don't really, you know, just throw that stuff away anyway. Like, why do I want that?
It's like, hey, based off of what you have just bought, you may also want, like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No, I'm good, man. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, we're not the type to keep a conversation going. It was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be, I could totally see that being kind of awkward.
Yeah. Yeah. And the worst part was he was past his whole family, so he was on the end of his whole family. So he was leaning over his whole family. So I'm leaning over my wife, he's leaning over his wife and three kids, and we're just screaming at each other. Yeah, do you want the hard ticket? No, man, I'm good. Yeah, I just just had two extras, so I decided to sell it. Yeah, I kind of got that by buying it online. I kind of assumed that's what happened. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I kind of did the math and I counted you guys and then I counted us and I figured that's how many tickets you had. Yep.
Yeah. I kind of assumed you didn't need the tickets. Yeah. Yeah. We just didn't need them. And I just thought I'd just put it on SeatGeek. That's really cool, man.
Sounds like you. A Vikings fan. Sounds like a Vikings fan. I'll go ahead and say it for you.
I don't want to get any heat though, but it sounds like a super nice, like religious guy. That's kind of what I was thinking. You know, like those super nice ones that they want to give you like fresh baked cookies and they're like the best cookies you ever tasted. And it's like, there's something more here. I don't really want to like...
This is the best description of anybody I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah. I mean, I swear if we would have kept talking, he was going to like give me some pretzels or peanuts. I just tried... Not to keep it going.
You know how I know you're antisocial, Justin? You just said, yeah, if I kept talking, this guy was going to give me delicious treats, and I couldn't be having that.
Yeah, no. No. But then you're bought in for more. Like, he's paying you to keep talking or whatever.
That's so it's like buying drinks for a woman at a bar?
Yeah, kind of. Now, that gets into some more extra stuff. Because the woman, it depends if you... get the consent. Like, you're like, hey, can I buy you a drink? Or it's like when you're at the bar and you're just like, hey, bartender, I'm getting that woman a drink. I would say it's more like the asking the consent to buy the drink instead of the other one.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You see what I'm saying?
I do. I can honestly say this. I don't think I've ever done that either. Like, non-consensual? I don't know. Drink raped somebody? What do you call that?
That does seem like a drink rape, right? Because then think about it. You get a free drink and you're like, well, I got to like acknowledge the dude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a drink rape.
It is.
Yeah.
It's drink rapists.
And then what if they keep doing it all night? Like, dude, that's a serial drink raper.
this totally checks out. Again, please don't take anything we're saying seriously. We are two dumbasses talking.
No.
Don't try to press charges on the next guy you meet at a bar who's buying you drinks.
But the end of the short is, if you are the dude and you want to buy someone a drink, ask them. Just be like, yo, you seem pretty interesting or whatever. Like, I want to get you a drink and maybe have a little combo. Like, get their consent. There's nothing wrong with it.
I will say this. We do always joke about, like, hey, don't take anything we say seriously. We are a couple dumbasses, usually three of us. Usually Adam's here. He's a dumbass, too. But we give great advice. And one of them is don't drink rape people. Yeah, don't do that.
Don't drink rape people at all.
Yeah. Be consensual with your drinks.
Right. But then again, I don't know if the bars are ever going to open again. So I don't know if this advice goes anywhere. It just might sit here.
Yeah. Whoever's listening to this 50 years in the future is probably going to be like, man, that's so pre-2020.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. They're going to be like, oh, they're talking about those bar things that you see in those old movies.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I've heard of those.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, we cheers with a, you put your drink on a stick now and you cheers people from 6 feet away.
Yeah.
Some shit like Gosh, that.
Gosh, it's going to be a sad life.
Wow. Yeah, that wasn't really my, that wasn't really my thing that I had for today. So,
I liked it. I like where it went.
And chances are my wife probably wouldn't make it this far into the podcast anyway, so I'm going to tell this story. And I just wanted to see if you knew what this was. I was sitting with the baby, and my wife is like, I'm going to go get the mail. I'm like, oh, great. So we have like I want to say our chores. I always say chores, but she always corrects me on it. We split up our duties or whatever.
Duties, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah. Yep.
And mine is like trash, dishes. Like I do the majority of the dishes, like a lot of cooking, that kind of stuff, just to keep the house functioning and whatever. The one we haven't completely figured out is mail. It's just as it piles up every now and then. We get it probably like once a week, something like that. So we haven't figured it out. So I was like elated when she was like, I'm going to go get the mail. I'm like, great. That's one thing that, you know, later in the week, I'm not going to freak out about, get anxiety about. So she comes back and she just has a package. I'm like, oh, was that all that was in the mail? She's like, no. I'm like, so where's the rest of the mail? In the mailbox.
What?
Hey, Alan, what is that? What is that?
So let me tell you my thought process moving through this story, if you will. You started off by saying this, Alan, let me know if you know what this is, right? That's how you started it off. And then you said, yeah, so I was me and my wife, I was like, I know what a wife is. On our baby, I was like, okay, I know what a baby is. Yeah. Go to check the mail. I know what that is. Yep.
Yeah.
I can't figure out, and I will say this, Jess, my wife doesn't do this, but if there's mail, no, you grab it. Why wouldn't you take all the mail?
I don't
know. Now you have to go back to the mailbox. That's multiple trips.
Yeah. But I have some trauma over this. So this goes further. So when we first moved in, like I was saying, we have these rules, and we just haven't figured out the mail rule. We let the mail go for 3 weeks without getting picked up. You know what they do if you don't pick up the mail in 3 weeks?
I can honestly say I don't.
I also must tell you that I must qualify this. Everything we have is electronic. So the only things coming in mail are like stuff we mail order or just we get a lot of junk. We get a ton of junk. Mm-hmm. We go paperless on everything. Everything is just computer. So what they do, at least where I live, they take the mail from you. It's like a privilege to have the mail. So you have to go down to the post office. So after 3 weeks that we didn't pick up the mail, I went over to the post office and I waited in line with all these people sending packages, like doing actual adult stuff. And I went to the counter and I'm like, hey, I got this thing. It says, come down here because I didn't pick up my mail for 3 weeks. And they're like, okay, stand here. We need a postal worker to talk to you. I'm like, you're working here, aren't you a postal worker? She's like, no, we need an actual postal worker to talk to you. So then I'm standing there, and then this guy, he's like in like a postman's uniform. He's like, come over here. So I go over there, and it's like in an office thing, and he has a stack of mail like rubber banded together. And he's like, gives me a sheet, and on the sheet it has different check boxes on it. It says like, what are you going to do to prevent this from happening again? Like, I'm in, like, a principal's office or some shit. It's, like, check mail every other day. You know, that kind of, like, I have the contract to check in the mail every other day to this guy, some dude. So I can't, you know, I was like, I'll check it every other day. I don't, but it's like, I'll check it every other day.
I can't believe that's a thing.
Right?
First off, let me go ahead and say this. There's nothing more intimidating than a postal office. And I think we've talked about that before. Right? It's just, I don't know what to do there. I don't know where to stand. I don't know if I need, I don't know how to mail a package. I have no idea how to do any of that.
Right.
Right? But then to get there and basically have, oh, no, I need a special worker to come talk to you.
Yeah.
And you just sit there like a 12-year-old in the principal's office who just got in a fight. You know?
Right.
What did you do? I didn't check my mail. I don't get anything, so I didn't check it. Yeah. No, what are you going to do to fix that?
Right.
Probably nothing. I'm not going to lie to you. Because I'm a smartass. You know me. I'll just be like, what am I going to do? I'm probably the same thing I've been doing. If you guys have to hold it, you guys get to hold it, right? Is that your job or is that not a thing? I don't know.
Yeah, apparently then you just always have to get your mail from the post office. Whatever you feel like it, you just go on and get it.
It's fine with me. I don't want mail. I'm paperless on everything too.
Yeah. So it's just like this stupid chore and you go and it's all ads and just sucks.
I will say this though, with this whole quarantine thing going on, I actually look forward to going to get the mail because it's like time I get to go walk my dog to the mailbox and come back because it's like a community mailbox, you know, it's like one of those giant ones. So I get to walk the dog out there and stroll past the neighbors shirtless and have them check out my sweet back hair. So I look forward to it. Yeah. But normally I'm just like, I don't get anything. Most days I go check the mail. I have nothing in there.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah. I did have people in line asking, like they were like, are you in line? I'm like, I guess I got to wait for someone.
And then like, are you in line? I'm here for the principal. I don't know.
The lady was like, no, he's waiting for someone. I was like, oh God.
Like, that delinquent.
Yeah. So I never want to have to do that again. I was excited. She was going to get the mail. It just didn't happen. So when we were walking the baby the other day, I was like, we're getting the mail. She's like, oh. I was like, I know. We could have prevented this.
I know. Yeah. Just imagine if you would have grabbed it when you were there last time checking the mail. Did she, so do you try to specify now, like, don't check the mail, get to the mail. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you think she looked at the mail and was like, no, that's not for me. No, I don't really want that one. Yeah. No, and just put it back?
Like, that's what do you literally think what she did. Yeah. She just like, oh, here, this is what I want. I'm just leaving the other stuff. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Wow. Who knew you had to be more definitive on checking the mail?
Yeah. Don't get me
wrong. Hopefully this isn't the one episode like our wives listen to.
Right? Don't get me wrong, though. I mean, just to say whatever, she is completely organized and keeps the house running. So if I have to
Wake up. Just in case she's listening. Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, it's the truth. You should see my credit score before marriage and then after marriage. It's insane.
Oh, what a...